since I've been pastor here, we've always tried to build a church that I think is the church that Jesus founded 2,000 years ago, and I think it was very much modeled by Dr. King in the Civil Rights Movement, where the church was the center of social activism and the voice for the poor and for those struggling against injustice. We come to church to get fed and nourished and strengthened in the Word. What makes us church is what we do when we leave here to transform society, and if we're not transforming society, then what we're doing in the church is a joke. So we've tried to be a voice for justice, not only in our own neighborhood here in the community, whether it's the violence issue, whether it's drugs, whether it's unemployment, bad schools, as well as a voice in the city and nationally about issues of injustice that are seemingly getting worse in America instead of better.
So what are the kinds of things you've done to combat racism?
Well, I mean, we've been fighting that for a long time, and particularly here in Chicago, which is still one of the most segregated cities in the country. I really think that you get to the bottom and the root of most of our social issues, whether it's education, whether it's unemployment, whether it's mass incarceration, or even the violence, that race is at the root of it. And if we don't have the courage to deal with the race issue in America, then we're simply band-aiding a lot of causes. I mean, we have nearly 450 people who have been killed in Chicago in this past year from January 1st to December 31st in Chicago, and those are primarily African American and Hispanic. If they were primarily white people, we would have dealt with the violence a long time ago.
So you're white. Some people might be curious to know why you've taken this on.
Well, I've taken it on because it's justice. So whether I was white, black, brown, green, yellow makes no difference to me. I mean, it's an issue of injustice in America. And everybody should be taking it on in America. But unfortunately, we are a country who has become comfortable with racism and inequality. Presidential election that's going on right now, we're seeing prejudice and racism raise its head over and over again. And seemingly, America is okay with it.
You were part of the protests in November that happened after a video of the shooting death of Laquan McDonald was released. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. We were out there the night that the videotape was released. We were out there several nights after that, and we were one of the first ones that called for the boycott on Black Friday.
So what other sorts of activists or advocacy groups have you worked with?
Well, I mean, we're certainly supportive and working with Black Lives Matter, with YPP 100, with some of the individual groups, NAACP, Nation of Islam, Rainbow Push. So there's a number of different organizations that we are connect with and work with and supportive of. This is a combined effort that we all have to join forces with. We can have different streets that we walk down, different strategies that we try and implement, but the goal is the same. Justice in Chicago, a police department that needs to be reformed, and equality for all neighborhoods in Chicago.
So is the main thing that you're looking at here police brutality?
That's one part of it. You know, one part of it is targeting a police force where it seemingly has become okay to kill African Americans in this city and in America with little or no consequence. So that's one part of it. But if we had the best police department in all of America in Chicago in the next few months, but didn't deal with the double-digit unemployment in many of the South and West Side communities, and didn't deal with lack of opportunities and options, underfunded schools, a lack of economic development, all the other issues that make communities like this more prone to violence, we're still failing. So we've got to deal with the comprehensive issue, and police is part of it, but police is not all of it.
So what's your response to those who said, especially, in Chicago, who were worried around the time that stores were being blockaded, who say, that's an inconvenience, why should protesters be affecting me? What's your take on that?
Well, I say good. People say, well, you shouldn't hurt the businesses. Why not? The thing is this, if we just protest on the South Side and we just continue to have inequality on the South Side, seemingly downtown does not care. And corporate America does not care. And perhaps many of elected officials don't care. But when you upset the economics of Chicago, suddenly they take notice. Now, There are some that say, well, the best way to do it is to trash buildings and break windows and start cars on fire. And then they take notice. You know, they're going to have to make up their choice. Do you want violence, which makes people take notice, or do you want economic boycotting? I'm a person of nonviolence. I never believe that violence is an answer. I'm a disciple of Dr. King. I think until you upset the business as usual in America, particularly in corporate America and the downtown that wants to somehow ignore. I mean, this summer we have people being killed on the south side and Lollapalooza is celebrating downtown. Weekend when people are being slaughtered in the south and west sides of Chicago and the NFL draft is going on downtown and nobody cares about it. So unfortunately, because we are the tale of two cities, the way you make it one city, if they don't come fix the south and the west side, well, then you got to start interrupting the north side and downtown.